Good afternoon, everyone, and greetings from your nation's capital. On the eve of another joyous Yuletide, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the season's greetings of the President of the United States. Observing an annual custom of many years, the people of Washington have gathered in Lafayette Square, just across Pennsylvania Avenue from the White House, to join with the Chief Executive in lighting the living National Community Christmas Tree, a beautiful symbol of community Christmas trees throughout the United States. This is the sixth successive year that President Roosevelt has come here to extend his greetings to the people of the United States by radio and to press the button, illuminating the big Douglas fir.
And now I press the button will light the tree. It's lighted.
All right.
Tonight, my friends, is Christmas Eve. We are gathered again around our community tree here in Lafayette Park, across the street from the White House. Darkness has fallen over the Capitol, but all about us shine a myriad of brilliant lights. All of our hearts warmed by the eternal fire of Christmas. Rejoice because new life, new hope, and new happiness are in them. In this setting, I wish my fellow countrymen everywhere a Merry Christmas with peace, content, and friendly cheer to all. I wish also to thank the thousands who have remembered me and my family this Christmas with individual greetings. We shall always treasure these friendly messages. At this time, let us hope that the boon of peace, which we in this country and in the whole Western Hemisphere enjoy, under the providence of God, may likewise be vouchsafed to all nations and all peoples. We desire peace. We shall work for peace. We covet neither the lands nor the possessions of any other nation or peoples on earth. Yes, we of the Western world, who are borne witness by works as well as by words to our devotion to the cause of peace, ought to take heart tonight from the atmosphere of hope and promise in which the representatives of 21 free republics of the Americas are now assembled in the Pan-American Conference in Lima, Peru. I consider it a happy circumstance that these deliberations will be successfully concluded soon after the birthday of the Prince of Peace. It is indeed a holy season in which to work for goodwill among men. We derive new strength, new courage for our work from the spirit of Christmas. We do not expect a new heaven and a new earth overnight, but in our own land and in other lands, wherever men of goodwill listen to our appeal, we shall work as best we can with the instruments at hand to banish hatred, greed, and covetousness from the heart of mankind. And so the pledge that I have so often given to my own countrymen, I renew before all the world on this glad Christmas Eve, that I shall do whatever lies within my power to hasten the day foretold by Isaiah, when men shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.